Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially Deaconess students awaiting your placements today, much grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. These past 40 days, we've heard again of the appearances of our risen Lord and Savior, appearing to his disciples, to Mary Magdalene, to 500 at one time. He appeared outside the tomb, in a locked room, on the beach, on the road, and now out to Bethany. The risen Lord is physically present once more. Risen from the dead, Jesus appears to calm fear, to bring peace, to erase doubt, to bear witness with an invitation to touch his hands and to touch his side. He comes to make known in the opening of the scriptures and the breaking of the bread who he truly is among them. And now he appears to assure these disciples of the promise and to leave them with a blessing. Jesus said, "You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Strengthened with the promise of the power that would come from on high and the blessing of their teacher and Lord, these disciples worshiped Jesus, acknowledging his full divinity. And after they worshiped, we're told that they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. You see, being in the presence of Christ, having the fullness of Christ revealed to you in the scriptures, recognizing the blessings of the Lord and receiving them every day, these are the realities for us today. The realities in the divine service, and the baptismal life that we live that brings us great joy. This kind of joy is the joy that is the message of the angel. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." This is the joy of a father whose son was lost. It is fitting to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead, is alive, he was lost, and is found. And this is also the joy that follows sorrow. Jesus said, "When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born in the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." The death and resurrection and continued blessings of our Lord and Savior bring great joy that lasts, not just for a fleeting moment, but joy that lasts forever. Yet so many in our world today don't know of this joy. They see only reeling relationships and financial failures, moral mishaps and political posturing, heart-heavy hardships and insurmountable struggles. You've seen it. You see these things in the world today. Maybe you're even experiencing some of those things this morning. So what's needed? What's the answer to being able to return, not to Jerusalem, but to our churches, to our homes and our neighborhoods? What's the answer to return there with this great joy? Do we still need Jesus walking around here on earth like he did in the New Testament times? Do we need him in the flesh so he can answer all our questions, solve all our problems, settle all our disputes? Do we need him physically standing before us to heal divisions, to convince the doubting, to comfort the weak, to bring back the straying, to personally lead his church forward in proclaiming the gospel to the ends of the earth? Perhaps that is what some people are looking for, or the way that they wish God had done it, leaving Jesus here physically with his people. But it's not the way it had to be. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Jesus must go away. A way to stand trial against false accusations. A way to endure cruel mockings and beatings. A way to be nailed to the cross. A way to the depths of forsakenness as the sins of the world, your sins and mine, are placed upon him in death. And then he must go away again. Away from death in a tomb that could not hold him. Away to the depths of hell to proclaim his victory. And now today, away as he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Jesus had gone away because that's the way it had to be. And yet in this going, these disciples gathered here at the Mount of Olives were sent off with his blessing, and they went with great joy. Soon the power from on high would be poured out upon them in a mighty and powerful way, and the Spirit of Christ would lead them away as witnesses to the gospel, away from Jerusalem, away to Judea and Samaria, away to the end of the earth. What a joy it is as God's people today to continue to carry that good news of forgiveness and salvation into our homes, into our lives, into our neighborhoods, into our communities around the world. For there are many out there and many in here today who are listening, who are so desperately desiring to know that deep-seated joy. Not the kind of joy that the world gives, for that joy is always accompanied with hardship, but the joy that comes from sins forgiven, the joy that comes from the peace of Christ that we have in a restored relationship to our Heavenly Father. Oh, what a great joy that is. And what a blessing it is in our church body to have faithful women, theologically trained, called to serve the Lord and his church, who point others to this great joy. Women who bring the mercy of Christ, who share the love of Jesus. Women who walk side by side with those in need to hurt with them, to laugh with them, to cry with them, to pray with them, and ultimately to share with them Jesus. I pray God's richest blessings to all of you that enter into this service of the diaconal office in the very near future. May you be led by the power of the Holy Spirit carrying you to carry out this important work that you will be doing for the sake of the gospel. For it is the Holy Spirit alone who points us back to the only place that true joy is found. Our eyes are opened anew to see Christ, where he is fully known to us in the hearing of the word and the breaking of the bread. There, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are continually in his presence, receiving all the gifts made possible by Christ's incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection. Forgiveness is ours. Salvation has come. And living there, living in our baptismal joy and blessings, living as joyful disciples gathered around word and sacrament, we wait together. We wait for the day when we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, as this Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. God grant it to us all for Jesus' sake.